Hilarious. So hi everybody, welcome back to one of our YouTube videos. We have another guest today. My name is Henesis. This I'm the founder and CEO of ArmHug, and today we have Fallon, and she is actually a new business owner. Interesting background. So I want her to get us started on a little bit about you and why you chose to interview with us today.
Okay, thank you. So yes, my name is Fallon. I chose to interview because I am a new business doing mobile phlebotomy, and I think it's a great business to get into. And I want to encourage anybody who is thinking about it. I think it's a great thing to do, and I just want to help because there's a lot of information out there. I know sometimes everybody gets lost and they're like, where do I start off first? And you know, sometimes let's be honest, sometimes a lot of us don't have the money it takes to like start things. So it's like you want to be able to do it, but on a budget, and just at least get a head start of where you need to go eventually.
Yeah. And you mentioned that you were connecting with some of the people that are that we've been interviewing on the YouTube channel. How has that experience been?
Okay, so that has been real good. I have connected with about three people I've seen through this interview with ArmHug. So that was a great help. I have met with Janessa. She is awesome. I've met with Janessa. Her company is called Envision Care. I also have met with Ven Marie. She's another phlebotomist out here in Brooklyn. Big ups to her as well. And most recently, I started to meet up with this lady, well, chat with this other young woman out in New Jersey. I don't know the name of her company. I want to say it's Angel's Touch, if I'm not mistaken. But yes, I found those three ladies from, I found them through different groups, as well as I caught them also on, you know, ArmHug. So that was amazing. I love connecting, and that's one thing. If you're doing mobile phlebotomy, get in those groups, watch all these videos on ArmHug. Like, these people are amazing. I have met some good people to willing to give good advice and put you in the right direction.
That's awesome. And so talk a little bit about like how you got started. You said medical assistant was your first position?
Yeah, so straight out of high school, while I was in college, I wanted to be able to make some money. So I took a medical assistant course. At the time, these medical assistant courses were like real short. They were like 6 months. So I took a little medical assistant course that went very well. Then about 4 or 5 years in, I stopped medical assistant because I was making my family. I was starting my family life. When I tried to get back into a medical assistant, it was kind of hard. And during that process, with all honesty, I lost my certification. I had no way to get it. I found out about EMR. This is when EMR wasn't even out. Nobody even knew about it. So I found a program that they were trying to teach people EMR, which is the electric medical record systems. So I took a little certification of that as well. Also another little short program. I think I did it for like 3 months. I was lucky enough that I did it. I got a lot of jobs because, again, this was brand new. No one knew about it. They were literally giving out money to start to get these clinics to do medical records. Anyway, once I did that, I started to get into more administration tasks, which I love. I love it. But, you know, for the last 2 years, I wanted to get back more into clinical, like working with the actual patients, because I love that. That's how I did start out. What I did was I went back in the beginning of 2021 and took a short phlebotomy program, because even though medical assistant included phlebotomy, I never had to, with all honesty, I never had to take a patient. I never took a patient doing phlebotomy when I did the medical assistant stuff. I just took height, weight, blood pressure, and everything else, circumference of head, everything else. But I never had the opportunity to take someone's actual blood. Right. So I said, you know what, let me just jump back into let me just do phlebotomy alone. So I did that, took the course, short course, liked it. But afterwards, I found that to get a job, it was kind of hard in the sense that they wanted you to have a certain amount of years. I was not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to no one. That's not my thing. So I decided, you know what? I can't get a job doing what I kind of want to do. I got to find a way to make this happen. So my way of finding out how to make it happen was, I was like, let me start my own business. So I started my own phlebotomy business, and I did this without ever working as a phlebotomist. So let me say that again. I started my own phlebotomy business without actually, you know, working as a phlebotomist. I think that was the best decision I ever made. On top of that, it was during the pandemic. So in my mind, I was thinking to myself, how are all these people being able to get tested for stuff like that? So that made me even more into it. I saw one day on Instagram, a certain person was giving you a class how to, he was giving a class on how to start your mobile phlebotomy business. I'm not going to say a class, I'm lying. I'm going to say a workshop. Because literally I was on the phone with him. I did a consult with him for one day. In like 2-3 hours, he just told me, he basically showed me the basics of how to set it up. So that's basically how I got started. I took it a little bit further, got a mentor, which is Janessa from Envision Care. I took her up, she mentored me. I took a little mentorship for her, and she even got the ball rolling a little bit further. And then I started doing my own thing where I was able to like push more out and take things up on my own. So it was the best decision I ever made. And, you know, interesting enough, like 3 months after I started the business, that's when everybody started to call me for a job because it was during the pandemic. So now like they really needed people, but I decided, no, let me just, it was good that they called me, but at the same time I said, no, let me just stick with this. Let me focus on this and let me make this my priority.
Wow. So are you up and running now? Do you have your patients? Do you have everything you need? Is there anything you don't?
Yes. So I am up and running now. Next month in July, we'll make it a year. So I'm still currently just from home. I have patients. I have two doctors that sometimes recommend patients to me. A lot of my patients find me individually, meaning on their own. So I get patients like that. It's not even a year yet, but I have patients. I don't have like a boatload of patients, but I do get patients every single month. I get patients. I'm set up, I have my supplies. I bought most of my supplies off of like Amazon. I did connect with this, lab, this local lab, which when I connected with them, they did give me my centrifuge machine, which was great. And then sometimes like, you know, I go on regular websites to find like little things like, I don't remember the name of those companies off my head. I think one is called like MedLab, but yeah, other than Amazon, I do use other places to go get my supplies, and I don't get like a lot of supplies. I get a little bit at a time because again, like I'm not a lab for a quest. So I get a little bit, of a time. And with my business, like every second, like I'm learning new things. So I'm adding on new things. So like right now, the name of my business, I should have said that, it's called Mobile Phlebotomy and Vitals, right? So yes, we do at-home blood draws, but something I also added on was that I do vitals at home. So basically if a patient is having a telehealth visit, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of people didn't know how to get onto those visits. So something I offered as part of my company, which is why it's called Mobile Phlebotomy and Vitals, is I do vitals. So I'll do the height. I'll do the height check, the weight check, the circumference, of course, if it's a baby, the blood pressure. So I have those to go to a patient house, and I will do those vital signs like before the televisit or after the televisit, and I'll just send it over to the doctor at the same time. Another thing is that because I'm mobile, I'm 24 hours. So I'm open from one, I'm open 24 hours whenever they're in. Something that I've just recently added on as well to the company is drug testing. So yeah, I'm just in there, I'm making this a priority. And like every time I feel like there's something that I could do and that I could add on, I'm doing it.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, do you think that you're happy with the decision? Obviously you are, but I mean, like now that you're up and running, like, is there anything that you're missing?
Okay. So, I'm super happy about the decision that I made, only because, one thing that this provides me with is flexibility. I have 5 children, and you don't know how much it ate sometimes when I had to miss out or something, or I have to rush my kids early in the morning because I had to get up to go to work. So like, yeah, for me, this was honestly, a good thing for me. Because I'm just in charge, forget money. I just love being in charge of my time. And I don't feel stressed. So that's amazing. Something that I am in need of, I'm not gonna lie. So yes, right now I'm mobile. Believe it or not, I was offered an opportunity to do drug testing for the city. Unfortunately, I had to turn it down. The reason why I had to turn it down was because they also, even though they're okay with me doing home, you know, home drawers or lab, whatever, they also needed for someone to have a brick and mortar. I live in New York City. Unfortunately, out here, it is expensive. Literally, people are trying to charge me $3,000 a month for a box. So right now, I would say the only thing I'm missing is the opportunity to have like a brick and mortar location when I need it. So I'm good functioning mobile right now. That's good. But when you start getting into more into do things with the city and the government, yeah, they're going to want you to have like an office, not really just working from home. That's one thing I found out most recently.
Have you thought about partnering with other phlebotomists that might have a brick and mortar? Like even phlebotomy schools. I think if they have a room or space, there might be some potential collaboration there.
To be honest, I never really thought about that. That is actually a very good idea, but I never even thought about that. I will look into that. I never even thought about that. In regards to partnering with other phlebotomists, I would love to do that, but I would love to partner with another phlebotomist. That would be real cool. I just need a phlebotomist that's here in New York with me. So that's kind of hard because most of the phlebotomists I do, except for that one young lady who is amazing, Vemarie, except for her, everybody else who I've met so far have been other phlebotomists who are like out of state.
Okay.
But no, that is something I would definitely, you know, I'll give that a chance. I'll look into it. Another thing I want to say is, which is crazy, but when I'm on social media promoting, a lot of times I get people calling me requesting jobs, like to work for me. Mm. I did find someone that way, and that individual did say to me, you know, I told him, you know, I'm not hiring, it's more of an independent thing. But I did, like I said, I don't mind helping anybody. I love giving information. I love teaching and helping others. You know, I told him about starting his own thing. He should do that. Because he had actually told me he just finished up his school too, and he was interested, and he did tell me that he was interested in partnering up with me. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I'm down with anything. I just want this business to be big and grow.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. So one of the ways to do that, to scale, is you might need to hire people, but I completely understand if right now is not the time for that, but you might need to collaborate. So it's like meeting other people in what labs they use, even in your local city. One way you could do that is posting on social media that you're looking for a space, and maybe like you're a phlebotomist, if there's other phlebotomists in New York, to like reach out and see if anybody reaches out, and you'd be surprised.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I would like.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think what other, there are a lot of phlebotomy groups, like you mentioned. You can even go on Facebook. Maybe there's some in New York. I don't know if there are phlebotomy groups that are specific to New York. But that might be good to check out too. Just to connect with people, you might not find that person right away. It might take a couple referrals.
Yeah.
Amazing, when you do, you'll know.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you. I wasn't even thinking about that. I'm like, okay, all right, I got to do that then. Yeah.
Yes, put the word out there. I'll also put it on your video so that people are aware that, you know, you're looking for some location, a brick and mortar to have some of your stuff. Maybe it's a good storage. Maybe you could store some of those supplies. Maybe someone has a school, and you guys can like even partner, collaborate on teaching, because there's a lot. I just got off a call with somebody who is interested in teaching their students on how to build their business, right? Because it's like you're saying, there's not a lot of jobs, there might not be opportunities for them once they graduate. So do they just sit there and
exactly.
wait?
Exactly. And this thing is about to be, from what I've noticed, this mobile in general, any type of mobile phlebotomy, mobile EKG, mobile radiology, like this is going to be a big thing. People want to, especially with this pandemic, I know it's died down, but think of it, it's the convenience of being serviced at home, no more long waitings, no more being around people who, you know, potentially might be sick. Like this is the future.
It's already happening. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're living it. I was talking to a school out in Atlanta and they were saying something like, yeah, we want to be able to train our students. Like, who do we talk to about this? And it's like, you guys are living proof that you're going to have to come up with ways to teach these students about this new wave.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like we don't know what's going to happen. We're just trying to make sure that we can give them jobs and that they have something to do after they graduate.
Exactly.
And so tell me a little bit about what you, besides the brick and mortar, but like, what else do you see for your services? Anything you're going to add on or anything that you're learning about that might be?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. As you can see, I'm excited. So on top of the vitals, I want to do IV hydration as well. That's the other thing that I found out about. With New York, you have to always find little in betweens and little gray areas because of certain things. IV hydration is something I definitely want to add it on. The drug testing, the COVID testing, I've already added on actually. I just found out about something. I'm sure probably a lot of other people know about this. And I have to see more into it, but PRP.
Right.
That's something I found out about and I would like to start offering that. I just need to see how I go about doing that because I'm not sure if in New York I'm allowed to do that or if I would need like a registered nurse or a provider. So I want to try to do that too. That's like, there's a lot of stuff, even simple things like, doing little workshops, teaching people how to use social media to do their business, or even simple things like, I know for myself, like when I had to go through like paperwork, figuring out what the NACIS code is for phlebotomy, or simple things like getting your EIN number or getting your MPI number. A lot of this we don't know. Like a lot of things I had to find out on my own. So it's like, it's hard. So being able to like give like little one-day workshops to teach people how to go through these things, like a detailed information, because sometimes you can't find these things online. And even if you do, it's like, you still might need someone to like break it down a little bit more for you. I know I'm a person like that. I might see something online and be like, oh, okay, yeah. But I still might need someone who has experience to tell me more. So that's another thing. If you know someone, I would say like in these look like different groups, and when you connect with people, you know, some of these people are really helpful. Maybe you might get one or two that's like, but most of these people are very helpful. So if you know somebody that knows more than you, reach out to them. Like reach out to them. Don't just stay stuck because you want to do things on your own. Reach out to them and just see how you connect. And it's a help thing. However you can help that person, however they can help you, just try to connect, because you know it's money out here to be made. And like, it's so much people in the world that like, it doesn't matter if somebody else is doing this as you, like, because you can't service all these people.
Right. You can, and there's more than enough for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I mean, I can feel your energy too. Like you're excited and I'm excited for you. I think that, you know, you're gonna make it happen. I mean, every city obviously has its own rules and regulations, which mm-hmm. I try to like talk a lot about that because people are saying, you know, how much do I price my services? And, you know, can my services be offered here? Where do I find that information? So is there anything that you wish that was out there that you didn't have to basically struggle to learn about? Anything in particular?
Is there anything? Like you said, I kind of wish that each state had a rule book. Like, but it can't because we're new to this. But, you know, it would be easier if every state had their own thing. This, when running a phlebotomy business, this is what you're not allowed to do. This is what you can do. This is what you need to have. Like, it would be awesome to have that, but we don't because this is all new.
Right.
I'm sure that eventually it will be that way, but right now it's not. So that's the only thing I could wish, because I'm no like, I'm sure all of you just like me, everything is just like tons of research and research and research. So that's the only thing. I wish it was more simpler to know like what is allowed and what is not allowed.
Yeah. So definitely stay connected in the community that you're in, or the one that, you know, you're obviously seeking out people and talking to them. They're really open to talking to you, because rules and regulations change, right? And you always need to be on top of that. And you need to know what other licenses you might need or certifications to add on services to the services that you're already providing. I'm sure that, you know, they would be more than happy to answer questions. And if you're ever not sure, there's websites that you can go to for each state. I can also send you some links or put them below so that anybody else who's looking for it can just like reach out to their like local health regulatory office and then ask, you know, I want to start a mobile phlebotomy company. What are the certifications that I need? But yeah, I mean, Fallon, this is amazing. I know that you are very busy. Is there anything you want to leave us with? Any advice for people who were in your position a few months back and were thinking about it?
I could say two things. First thing is, because you brought up something about how much to charge. Honestly, you need to charge. I can tell you right now, don't be cheap on yourself. I was cheap on myself when I first started out. Do not be cheap on yourself. Especially according to your state. You know what you offer. Like, offer what you're worth and then add tax onto it. Like that, like I've heard people say that, and that is so true. Add what you worth and add tax onto it. I could tell you when I first started off, I was charging, I don't want to be too long, so let me just be real quick with this. I know when I first started off, I was charging people $40 because I was trying to cater to my community. I'm keeping it real. I was trying to cater to my community, so I said $40. Unfortunately, my community is not who reached out to me. Not at all. The people who I thought was going to reach out to me is not. When I had my first client and I told them $40, they looked at me like, oh, $40 for this whole thing? And I'm like, yeah. It was like, that's it? I was like, yeah. And then she's my she's my patient, and she straight up told me, she said, listen, $40 is decent, but definitely pay you more than $40. And I was like, no, that's okay. And then after the third person told me that, I said, no, I need to charge my prices, because you have to think, you have to add on your travel, you have to add on your supplies, you have to add on things like, which again, this was new to me, so I wasn't thinking about it. Certain tests that would do where I would have to have my centrifuge. Think about carrying that big centrifuge. No, I'm adding on for that, because that's like, that's heavy equipment. Even if you have to do like plasma separation, like that's something else you have to do. If you have to stay for a patient, patient's home for like an hour, because I don't know, just for anything. So like, add what you're worth. Don't be cheap on yourself because you think you're, you know, oh, I'm new, I'm just starting out. No, like you're giving a service that these people need. Like, I'm not saying to overcharge nobody, definitely not, but just add what you're worth and add what, you know, just look at, you can look at different places and see what they're charging and go based off that, you know? But yeah, for New York City, that $40 was no. I went way up, and I'm happy I did, because trust me, there are people out there that's willing to pay for your service. So that's one thing. The second thing I would say is to, the second thing I would say that was kind of, I wish I would have done things a little bit better, because I'm an honest person, is like when I started the phlebotomy company, I was working. And me being able to work, you know, I had an income flow. But when I stopped working, I was just focused on a phlebotomy. Right. But all honesty, it was good. But then after, it's like, think about it. I'm new. I didn't have that like income flow. So I suggest that, like, if you want to start this phlebotomy company, amazing. Do it. But if you're working at the same time, don't say, hey, I'm going to just quit my job. I wouldn't do that unless you have money, unless you know you're good. If you're working a job, like, work your job while you're doing your business, because that money you're getting from your job is going to be good until your customer flow becomes consistent. Even if you just do it part-time, but before you like quit your job or anything like that, because that's what I did, I'll be honest. That's what I did. And it was a struggle, but you know, it worked out eventually, but it was a struggle. So if you're working right now, I would suggest that you continue to work while you're doing your business. And if it might be a little bit too hard for you, maybe just try to see if you could do part-time at your job while you're building a business. So you could at least you could have that flow of income until your patients become consistent.
Wow. Yeah, though, that's amazing advice. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this and for like just sharing, you know, sharing all this information just helps somebody else who's probably stuck or who's been thinking about it. So, you know, I commend you for taking the lead and just, you know, doing it. I mean, congratulations. You're doing it.
Thank you. Definitely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you having me. And I really do hope this guy, I really hope that it can help at least one person, but thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that. Thank you. Actually, thank you for just having your platform. Like, seriously, your platform in itself is good because you're learning new things from different people who are in the same field as you, who are doing the same things for you. So thank you just for having this platform out here right now.
Appreciate you.